Welcome to the Texas Home Improvement Super Podcast with Jim Dutton. All the best calls this week throughout the state of Texas. Brought to you by James Hardy Siding, the best siding on the planet.
Don, welcome to Texas Home Improvement.
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
Wonderful. How about you?
Good, good. Hey, I was wondering if you could educate me on static testing. I've heard of it, but I'm not really familiar with it. Just thought maybe you could explain that process.
On your sewer pipes?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, what a static test is, and the full-length name is hydrostatic test, but we all just call it a static test. They plug the drain line where it exits the home, where the clean out is outside, and fill the entire system with water and see if it holds. If it's leaking, you know, the water level will keep dropping until it gets to wherever the leak is. If it holds, the water level should stay up, and basically it should be filled to the slab level. You don't want to go above slab level because then your wax rings on the toilet can leak. Water can get up in the bathtub, stuff like that. So you're looking to get to slab level with the water is all. If you don't have a clean out, well, then they can pull a toilet, run a test ball up through to get to the outer wall of the home and fill it where the toilet was. And then you can see when you get to slab level that way as well. But basically, it's just looking for leaks in the drain system.
So how do you pinpoint it if the water level starts to drop where the leak is?
Well, after that, to pinpoint, that's called an isolation test. And in doing that, you use test balls that are on long tubes that you basically slide the test ball in, pressure it up, fill the section that's being blocked off, see if that's holding, and you just keep moving the test balls around, testing other sections to see where the leaks are and pinpoint them down. You also, in conjunction with that, use cameras to visually see that you're not getting water flowing by the test ball, so you're getting false readings. You're looking to see if there's obvious breaks in the lines, or you know, if there's tree roots in the line, you know it's got a leak. I will tell you, a lot of times with cast iron pipes, you can't even run the cameras and the test balls and stuff because they're in such bad shape.
Yeah, we've got PVC under the house.
Oh yeah, so. if you got PVC, then okay. It's just a matter of running the cameras and the test balls to narrow it down to where the leaks are.
And if I'm understanding you correctly, if there is a clean-out valve that goes right to the septic from under that part of the house, then no one needs to necessarily be in the home to be able to conduct the original test, the static test. Is that correct?
Most plumbers prefer if somebody's home because you never know if something goes bad and, you know, you don't want it to overflow in the house and there it sits for 6 hours waiting for somebody to get home from work.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate it very much.
You bet. Don, you take care. Clarence, how can I help you today?
Yes. I'm putting together above ground garden for my wife. It's like 16 by 8. And I want to use Ready Seal on the outside. I'm going to use some garden fabric or plant fabric on the inside of the walls because it suggested that. But if I go ahead and coat the inside of the walls, will that seep into the soil, do you think, or should I not do that on the inside where the boxes are, the planter boxes?
No, I think you would be fine to you're okay. Asking if you can coat both sides of the board.
Yeah
you would be fine to do that because okay. What the Ready Seal will do is soak down into the wood fibers. And of course if you're watering the plants and stuff, it's going to keep the wood
from absorbing the moisture and rotting. So, I would have no issue with that. And it's not toxic. Treated, the materials they used to use for treated lumber used to be arsenic. And that could be an issue because it could leach out. Yeah. But with the Ready Seal, you'll be fine.
All right, great. Super. So I've heard you talk about it so much, and I listen to your program all the time. So I wanted to make sure, it did suggest putting the fabric on the inside. That way it helps the wood stay longer. And she loves gardening, but she had a pacemaker put in a few years ago. And the thing of it was with the regular garden in the backyard, when she'd bend over and then stand back up, it was like, I could see her sort of wobbling around.
Yep.
It was like, no, we don't need to do that. So anyway, I'm looking forward to getting this project done for her. So,
well, here's what you can do when you finish that one. You can come on over to my house and build some for my wife.
No. I got this thing and it come on 2 4x8 pallets, you can imagine. And I was like, oh my goodness. And started taking it apart. We had to be out of town for a couple of weeks, wanted to get it in the garage, and it took me probably an hour to haul it all into the garage so that it didn't get rained on.
Yep.
So now I'm hoping the weather stays like it has been because it's perfect, and I'll get it all put together and get the seal on it and everything so she can go out there and do her thing. So anyway, well, thank you so much for what you do. I appreciate it, and if I ever need any foundation work or anything like that, I'll be sure to give you a call.
Hey, appreciate it. You take care.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, let me take a minute to talk to you about hiring a contractor, because this is something that just drives me nuts. You want to compare prices, but you're not comparing apples to apples. You'll give a contractor a set of specs on the way you want something done. The price comes in too high, so you ask the next contractor to do it a little bit different way, and now you're trying to compare the two prices. Look, if you're going to set the specs, you got to give the same specs to the contractors. So they're bidding apples to apples. Then, beyond that, don't look at just the dollars. Who's got experience? Who's got insurance? Who has an office? Who actually has done a job like you're trying to get done? It drives me nuts when I get people calling in saying, well, my neighbor said they can do it for half the cost of what a contractor is going to charge me. Well, heck yeah. They don't have any overhead. Now, who are you going to call when the job's done wrong? Your neighbor? Good luck with that one. James, welcome to Texas Home Improvement.
Hey there. I got a quick question for you. I was looking at getting a patio extension, back patio of my house, and I wonder what your opinion was on aluminum patio covers, because the coats that I've gotten are a lot cheaper than, going the traditional style. But I don't know. It looks different than the house, and I don't know long term. I don't know if it's noisier. I just wonder what your thoughts are.
Traditionally, what you'll find is, yes, it's going to be less expensive up front. It is going to be a little bit noisier because anything that hits it echoes like it's unreal. I mean, it's basically like a tin can getting hit. The bigger issue, though, that most people run into is the heat. If it's in direct sunlight, it gets extremely hot and it becomes difficult to sit under it in the summer months.
Ooh. Interesting. That's because the whole reason I wanted a patio cover.
Exactly. But when the sun is beating on that metal, think about it like, you put any piece of metal out in the yard, in the direct sun, you go to touch it, it's so hot you can't handle it. Well, when that cover gets that way, it's just like a hot plate radiating the heat down to where you're trying to sit under it, and it just doesn't become usable at that. Now, there are things you can do, like a radiant barrier and stuff like that, to help mitigate some of that. But that's the biggest downside of using the metal covers. Do they work great? Absolutely. They work just fine. But in general, you'll find that a wooden one is going to be a lot more user-friendly for you.
Yeah, that's what I suspect. It was just the price difference that kind of surprised me how much cheaper it was. And, you know, I was just wondering if what the down, you know, you can't get everything for free, right? I just wondered, okay, there's got to be a downside to the lower cost.
Yeah, I mean, that falls under the you get what you pay for clause.
Right, right. Well, yeah. I appreciate that input. Thank you very much.
You bet. If you need somebody to put one, you know, something up for you, give the folks at Texas Remodel Team a call.
Texas Remodel, okay.
Yeah, and you can reach them at 281-612-5991. Excuse me. And they do complete sunrooms and stuff as well.
Okay. Texas Remodel. I appreciate that.
You bet. You take care.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Robin, how are you doing today?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How can I help you?
Well, I've got a pea gravel type driveway, popular in the 70s, you know, and it's in the atrium. It's in the back. It's all over the place. I've looked at getting it covered. I know Allied Outdoor Solutions has, you know, a product that they put on that, you know, they make it look like a stone or whatever you want.
Right.
But I was just wondering if you can paint it like paint and concrete or like a deck or something like that. I see an anti-slip paint that goes on patios and decks. Is something like that good for a pea gravel, or can you put it on pea gravel?
You can put it on there. It's going to wear rather quickly. And the reason it does, like on a driveway, for instance, if it's concrete and you put it on,
yeah,
when you walk on it or roll on it or anything, you're kind of hitting a broader area. When you paint the pea gravel, every little tip, the top of the pea gravel, is a wear spot.
Gotcha.
And so it wears a lot quicker that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yes,
gotcha.
It definitely can be coated.
Okay. Well, that may be a route I go. The problem I have is I've got I'm in a patio home, so we have connecting driveways. How that looks. And so I think if I do half of it with that other, because they don't want to spend that much money to get that done on their
sure.
side. So it would look funny if I did it, you know, connecting there. So I thought if I could come up with some kind of a paint that would last, that's a little less expensive, then that might work. But you're saying that we drive on it, then those points on that pea gravel, whatever, are going to start wearing off. I don't know if
yeah.
I want that or not. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, let me ask you a quick question. I mean,
yes, sir.
A lot of times people are looking at wanting to get rid of those, and they haven't tried cleaning them up yet. Have you done anything to clean
yeah.
it up?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've power washed it over the years and things like that. And I mean, it looks good for a little while, and I
right.
mean, it looks decent, but it's still that pea gravel look, which dates it to the 70s. And so, I don't know. I think I may try something, but maybe just on. I've got it on the side of the house, got it in my atrium. Before I put it in my driveway, I think I'll try it there first and
okay.
see how I like it and see how it looks. So, but still, if it wears off, then I'm not sure. It probably won't wear as much in an atrium where you don't have much
no
foot traffic
it,
or anything.
It really
like that.
Won't. But a driveway is got a lot more. You know, for instance, you're driving up the driveway and you got to turn, you know, to move the car over just a little bit to go in the garage or something.
Yeah. Yes.
That just puts a lot of wear.
Right, right, yeah. And they're fixed to come along and redo our streets. And when they do that, they go up, you know, 5 or 6 feet up your driveway, you know, with new concrete. So, you know, you'll have all that part pea gravel, part concrete, you know, so that'll look funny too.
Well, how long's the driveway?
Anyway. The driveway is, how long is it?
Yeah.
It's probably 50 foot from the street,
okay.
maybe, something like
okay.
that. 50, 60 foot.
Yeah. I mean, what you may want look at doing then, if they come up partway, is
yeah.
to just, at that point, replace the rest of it.
Yeah. how does that, how is replacing all the concrete as opposed to covering it with that other stuff we're talking, I was talking about earlier, that decorative?
Well, you're going to find it, it's going to cost you a little bit more to replace the concrete than go over it with those coatings.
Yeah.
But you're probably going to be surprised that it's not all that far off.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
that,
those coatings are not cheap either.
No, it's not.
And
no,
by
it was going to do our whole area there. It's going to cost about $30,000 for both sides. So we were splitting that, but
yeah.
You know, she's elderly, and they don't think, her kids don't believe she's going to be there, you know, live there that much longer. They don't want to put that much money into it for, you know, a couple of years or so. So, and I understood that, but
yeah.
Anyway,
but I mean, $15,000 for your driveway alone, that goes a long ways on doing concrete.
Yeah, I think so. And I got some friends in concrete too. So anyway, all right, sir. Listen, I appreciate it.
You bet. You take care.
All right. Yes, sir. You be the best. Bye bye.
Bye.
You've just heard the best calls and questions from Texas Home Improvement. For more information about our show, go to thipro.com.